For more on inflation, rates, and the Fed, let's bring in Jim Bianco. He runs Bianco Research, and you don't believe we're going to see cuts this year. Why?
The economy's too strong right now. It's in a no-landing phase, as we like to call it, and it's not a Boeing plane. There's no parts falling off of it, and it's just continuing to move along at probably a 2.5% or 3% phase. Along with that, consumers are spending more money, and it looks like we're probably bottoming on inflation at around 3%. Now, I don't think we go much beyond 4 at the most, but that's not 2. And the Fed has made it very clear that they need confidence we're going to 2, and we're not getting that. And otherwise, they're not going to be cutting rates. So that's why I think they're going to hold. And finally, I'm in the camp that the Fed doesn't change policy in the summer of an election year. Change policy. If they were in cutting mode, they could continue to cut, but they're in hold mode. And if they don't pull the trigger by June, then it's November, December at the earliest, only if the data warrants it. And right now, the data is not warranting it.
Jim, you're one of the you agree, I think. We both agree that rates are going higher. We've proven correct over the last couple of weeks. We'll see how it plays out. But what's the catalyst, in your opinion, for rates to continue to go higher in 10-year from 4.30, let's say, to 4.75, which is obviously the next level, in my opinion?
Yeah, and I think that they might even go higher. I think it's going to be the reality of inflation. If we're in a 3 to 4% inflation world, which is what I think we are, then a 4.30 10-year note is not enough, if you will, compensation for that. It's got to go higher. I think the yield curve steepens. I think that we eventually start to maybe draw a bead on where the funds rate is at 5.25 to 5.5, and maybe even see the curve start heading towards a zero curve. So, yeah, I'm talking about the 10-year going over 5 as the funds rate stays at 5.25 to 5.5. I don't think that that is a consensus view right now in the marketplace. We were almost there in October, so it's not much more than where we were in October. And when we were at 5% in October, we were throwing up 3% growth rates in the economy, and it was able to handle that level of interest rates just fine.
Jim, so you mentioned the domestic issues that might lead to higher rates. Can you speak to the Japan carry trade and perhaps them pivoting on monetary policy and what effects that might have on rates as well?
Yeah, so it's a long time in coming. They're probably in a couple hours going to, you know, raise rates for the first time in 17 years, and they're going to probably finally get off of zero or off of negative rates and go to zero and be the last country to actually have a negative rate. It's well earned because they finally got inflation above 2% in Japan, and you're right. If you look at a chart of the yen-dollar exchange rate overlaid with the 10-year yield, it's effectively the same thing because so much of the financing of 10-year notes comes from Japan and their low rates. Now, if interest rates are heading up in Japan, then a lot of Japanese players that are playing that trade will say, I'll just leave my interest rate, I'll just leave my bonds or my investments in Japan, get the higher yield in Japan, and not take the carry risk. And Japan is the largest owner of treasuries in the world. And if they're not going to start waning, it's just another problem for the treasury market that could push yields higher.